We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Firefighters are obviously going in with a heavy heart. Everyone that I've spoken to says, those are my brothers down there, those are my colleagues.
The whole building just collapsed on us.
On some of the highest floors, the inferno and the smoke fueled a panic that led some to the windows.
I've seen at least 12 people jump to either jump or they had no choice.
What I did was I called my wife. I told her I love her.
We had seen a fireball.
This guy's still trapped. We couldn't get to him.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
We're trying to find out who made it out okay.
Myself a new bounty, send alone in New York City, and I don't know.
For New Yorkers who witnessed the catastrophe, there was no doubt for an instant that it was terrorism.
It was too nice a day for that to be an accident.
The building came just rumbling down. It was like a war zone.
What's eerie about this place now, several hours after the initial disaster, is just how quiet it is.
The numbers will be calculated, and it will not be a few.
And I saw the building collapse. North started running.
F-16 fighters circled overhead looking for a second attack, but the damage had already been done.
Love is gathering. While the words that I've been
right now, a swept wing U.S. Navy jet fighter is in the skies over the city of New York. In a free nation, this is not a sight people are used to.
So I walk the one high, and I step to the air.
Went straight into one of the twin towers. It just disintegrated instantly. It was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
The FAA has banned all takeoffs at all airports across America.
When the second collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
There was no doubt about it. It was American Airlines slammed right into the building, and there was no doubt about it. Whoever was piloting that plane was aiming for the Pentagon.
The first attack ever on the Pentagon occurred at 9:38 a.m. Eastern Time.
Clip, this bore over here hit another bomb, slammed right into the building. Huge explosion, and then utter pandemonium, as you might imagine. I mean, everybody was screaming, oh my God.
The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
Hundreds of emergency workers. When I asked one of them why he was going back in as he suited up since he could barely breathe, he said, it's my job.
The State Department has been evacuated. The White House has been evacuated.
Words almost don't do the job in describing this city in complete emergency today.
It straightened itself out and dove to the other side and crashed right in. An explosion was so terrific it looked like it had dynamite in it.
The other tower of the World Trade Center has just collapsed.
Who made it out okay, and account for the people that may not have made it out.
I don't know where I was. I couldn't find my way out with all the smoke and the debris.
I have no intentions of discussing today what comes next, but make no mistake about it. Your armed forces are ready.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
It is.